Here's the news.
Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, May 13th, 2015. As you heard, we are wishing a happy birthday to our own David Robinson, to our friend Ray Super Cooper, and to little Stevie Wonder, who is 65 today.
Little Stevie.
Little Stevie is 65. Investigators are working this morning to determine the cause of the derailment of a passenger train in Philadelphia, where we are today, that killed at least five people and injured at maybe as many as 150 right now. The Amtrak train was carrying 238 passengers and five crew members when it derailed after 9 o'clock last night. The Amtrak was forced to shut down services on the busy corridor between New York City and Philadelphia following the accident, and the mayor has described it as an absolute disastrous mess. All seven train cars, including the engine, were in various stages of disarray, and the cars completely overturned on their side, ripped apart. And trying to find out right now as to the cause of that, as I said, as the investigation begins.
How many people dead so far?
Five.
Five people,
238 passengers, and as many as 150 injured at this point.
Mm.
It's a scary situation, especially when those things happen after dark. I mean, it's bad enough to happen at any time, but in the middle of the night like that. An activist group that has led several demonstrations over police shooting of an unarmed man in Madison, Wisconsin, calling today for a widespread walkout. Young, Gifted, and Black calling for the effort, calling it Blackout Wednesday. They say it recognizes the death in March of Tony Robinson Jr., as well as struggles such as poverty and mass incarceration that blacks face in America. They're staging an effort one day after the Wisconsin prosecutor declined to charge a white police officer in the death of young Tony Robinson, who was biracial. The prosecutor said the officer used lawfully deadly force when he was punched in the head by Robinson and feared for his life.
And Roland has
the mother of Tony Robinson
coming up.
Yes.
Next hour.
Coming up in just a little bit.
All right.
And they're asking, who is Ismael Ozan, who is Wisconsin's prosecutor in the death of Tony Robinson? And he is the first black district attorney in Wisconsin. And there was a lot about who he was. He's a sixth generation Wisconsinite, comes from a pro-union family and in an anti-union state, and unsuccessfully ran for attorney general as a Democrat in last year's primary. And as I said, the first African-American district attorney in the history of Wisconsin. Verizon has announced it's buying AOL for $50 per share.
Like that?
Yeah, man. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Once the deal is closed, AOL will become a wholly owned subsidiary of Verizon. Those are your headlines.
Verizon is rolling, huh?
Okay.
17 before the hour. This is the TJMS.